day. Their building will be seized if necessary. Their water and electricity will be shut off. And Lord, we know that we have a problem with a virus in this nation, but we see a bigger virus at play. And it's tyranny, Lord. And it's a fight against who you are and a chance for your people to come and worship you. And so we want to pray, Lord, for strength. We want to pray for the numbers in the Church of California to just explode today, that people would show up and they would honor each other's needs for health. But Lord, that they would be there to worship you and you would watch over your people, and that whatever man might do would fail. Instead, it would cause the church to grow. It would cause people to come into faith in you, Jesus. It would liberate those who are so in bondage and fear when you tell us that we are not to be a people of fear. And so we pray now for those leaders and those churches to do the right thing, which is to worship you and to teach the word and to come together, but to do it in a context that everybody could join. And they could do it with the responsibility, Lord, and let it shine the light of who our God is. And so we pray now for those churches and those leaders. Pray for the persecuted church everywhere, especially the church in Nigeria, where we realize 1,200 Christians have been murdered this year alone for their faith, for their stance in you. And we lift up our brothers and sisters who have died for their faith and their families who have been left behind. We pray that they would walk with you in strength and encouragement, that they would not waver at all, Lord. And we pray you would open their eyes in the spirit, to see the real battle that's going on, to realize that they're already victors eternally, even if they lose some of the skirmishes here on earth. And so, Lord, we pray now for the persecuted church. Close by praying for whoever you would place on our mind right now, whichever individual, whichever nation, whichever group of people. And we just ask, Lord, that you would lead us by the power of your Spirit as many are gathered together here in presence, and also over the internet as we pray specifically and storm the gates as you lead us. And so lead us now, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you now for our time together to pray, to lift up our voices. We know this small amount of the prayer that's going out throughout the week. And we pray, Father, you'd move mightily. And if you would be so gracious to let us see some of these victories as they're occurring, Lord, to let us see family members return to you, to let us see walls broken down where tyranny is happening, Lord, where we could see that the church is rising up even in persecution, where we could see a refreshing in our government when they return to biblical values and they follow the leading that you've laid out for people who want to live peaceably in the land as worshipers of you. And Father, we pray for those victories. We receive those victories. We believe in those victories. We stand on those victories, Father, and we ask that you might just reveal some of the glimpses of those things, even very very much right this moment. And we just want to praise you, Lord. We want to lift up our time together. We want to worship you here in this place, or wherever we're seated out there as you're joining from Facebook or YouTube. We just want to worship you together as the church, because we know these walls, they're torn down when we're in the Spirit. Distances are nothing when we're in the Spirit. So we come together to give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's worship together.
How God affirms as nations rise and